wish you would be more offensive about paranormal.
I don't like light.
It's a bit nutty.
I don't believe that it's all real.
I love you guys.
It's actually the most played podcast.
You can't choose between life and death or dealing with what is in between. Now tell her before it's too late.
Run to the light, baby!
I have seen a ghost in my life.
To be more offensive about paranormal because that's what we do best.
Welcome to Graveyard Shift, the podcast from Shift Films. I'm Frankie Campoletta.
And I'm Jeremy David King.
Welcome back to Graveyard Shift. I'm your host, Frankie Campoletta, for season four. With me, as always, is Jeremy David
King. It's our longest intro ever.
Ever.
Welcome back, man.
Man, it's good to be back. I hadn't seen you in months.
I know. It's ghost hunting season. And I said, you know what? We've been talking, texting with our good friend, Nasty Nat.
Nat.
Let me tell you something a little bit about our show. We are conservative. We're libertarians. Through and through.
We got guns.
We got guns. We got cars.
And we love titties.
TNA, baby. TNA. Now, the TNA could mean what? Trans Am?
Trans Am. We just saw one.
We just saw one. We just hung out with somebody.
We
put our 62 Catalina wine mixer out there. It's actually the name of the car. It has a license plate.
The wine mixer. It's the fucking Catalina wine mixer.
It's 62 wine mixer. We put him out there. He's all done. We've been working on that the whole week. Got the rear done on the Chaval.
The Chevali?
What's never going to be sold, by the way. We've made this determination today. It's not being sold. We're not selling it.
We can't sell it.
It was a deal. It was a steal.
It's probably worth nearly twice what you pay for it.
Mm-hmm. It's got all QA1 wheelwood brakes on the suspension.
QA1.
We got a 4L section coming in for the train.
We're putting 4-speed in it.
For the transmission. And then we got an EFI Holley sniper coming
in. Sniper.
For electronic fuel injection.
We bought it because it said sniper because we like guns.
I can't wait to sit in my car and make a redneck rant.
Dude, we should totally do.
That's what Art and Jacob always say.
We're gonna podcast from one of the cars.
Yeah, we're just gonna have one of them redneck rants. Like, you know what I love about Trump? Like, I'm gonna do it like that. That's what I love about Trump. Listen,
we should totally do that.
We support presidents. They don't necessarily vote for them all.
I didn't vote for the Obama.
I voted for Obama one time.
I didn't vote for him.
And then he said, change you can see. And I didn't see any change, so I voted for Mittens Romney. Catcher Mitten Romney. That didn't work out well.
He sucks too, though.
He does.
I don't like him either.
He's a closet lib. So yeah, Snowflakes listening, how are you? Are you okay with COVID?
I can't wait to taste your tears.
Oh my God. Come November, the tears are going to fuel my car. I'm putting all your tears in my radiator. How about that?
I can't wait until they scream.
Can we put salt water in the radiator? Probably not a good idea.
I can't wait until I hear people screaming out of their vagina again. Remember
I can't
that?
Wait till Trump 2020 wins so I can pull up my Chevelli and I just start her up. And I just hold on the go button. You know what I'm saying? Just hold on the go button. And all the eagles fly out of the fucking muffler. Woo!
Just eagles.
Eagles.
I can't wait till November. Because it's also my birthday.
November 3rd, Trump 2020 will be president. Because you're going against an absent-minded old food, Uncle Touchy and his basement puzzles.
His basement puzzles.
Uncle Touchy.
Hey, Crib. You want to come down here and play some puzzles?
He's the scariest thing I think we've seen in the COVID year of 2020. I mean, 2020 was supposed to be this launch year, right? Everybody had so many dreams and aspirations. And you know what? There's some seriousness to COVID and like all that other bullshit that happens. But at the end of the day, you know, are we at a point where we're not? I think I talked to your mom last night. Yeah. Who's a brilliant scientist.
My mom's a microbiologist.
So, you know, we don't know. And that's the truth. So, to blame a president, to blame anyone right now is just ignorant. You could not have prepared for this. It wouldn't have mattered if Hillary was putting. It wouldn't have mattered if Trump was president.
The same people who are bitching that we were unprepared or Trump wasn't taking it serious are the same ones that were calling him racist for.
Yeah, I mean, you can call him racist for everything. I mean, you gotta listen. If you're white, stop calling other white people racist. It makes you look really stupid. Like. You don't have any right to do that.
You can't speak for people of color.
No, you can't. You can't. It's actually more racist to do that.
Right.
Because now you're saying that
If they're called,
you were more. That's like all pad thai.
If they're
that was
if,
the Wuhan right there. But.
if white people are calling people racist, is that appropriation of black culture?
Did I eat fish?
I mean, not up here that I know.
Yeah, also, I've been in fish sauce.
Oh, fish! Oh, fish!
Can't do that. It's fucking racist now.
Oh, sorry.
We just watched fucking Talladega Nights, and that you couldn't do that movie today.
There's you basically
You'd
couldn't
be
make
like a xenophobe, a homophobe, like,
any movie today that was made even three years ago.
Liberals basically
ruin everything.
Yeah, liberals. Yeah, I mean, basically, there is no more comedy. We can't be sadistic in comedy. We can't be sarcastic in comedy. We can't be,
you know, like when they go after the Illinois Illini, right? Yeah. They want to go after that because they say that you know, that's racist and they're, you know, looking down. And it's like, no, they picked that guy. They picked the Indian chief of the Illini because, one, heritage, and two, they were badass. Did we just
and it's great because
did we just start a political podcast?
It is. I mean, it's Graveyard Shift. So you're supposed to be listening to this on the Graveyard Shift.
Yeah.
We do paranormal topics. We're going to get into it. It's 36 minutes past the hour on the Graveyard Shift Network. We hope you've enjoyed a little bit of our conservatism, our libertarianism, and we hope that you guys
We've
are really
missed you guys.
We've missed, like, all 100 of you that listen to us. So
and I've missed you.
You know what? We worked on some cars.
We did. So this week we put basically a pro touring coilover suspension in the back of the Chevelle. We got the new Catalina wine mixer. We got that
62 Catalina wine mixer.
We went through the engine,
which we've now had five offers on.
It's insane. Yeah. And you know, and we did a tune up.
$10,000 takes it.
We did. I put a fuel filter in the C10. The what are we gonna call it? The rattle trap.
Rumble. We're going to call it the Rumble Rat.
The Rumble Rat's good, too. I like that.
The Rumble Rat, Rumble Queenie. Rat. Queenie's right there.
Queenie. Yeah, I like that one.
Queenie's our Chevelle. Not for sale, ever.
Ever.
It's probably going to be worth about $60,000 when we're done with it. But no, will not be for sale.
And the wine mixer.
Wine mixer, I might part with.
It's pretty cool, though.
I know. It's growing on me. It's my daily right now, so.
You know, and it's a good road trip car because of...
My F-150 is like, it's going to be, in like another 6 months, it's going to be... back to equal because of the miles are so low on my because my F-150 is what a 2017 or
17
so
why do I know that better than you?
We're proving in 2021 and it has 36,000 miles on it. Low miles, still good. Probably we got $30,000 for that truck. It's a good truck too. Has all the options.
I got the I don't know, sometimes I call it Lyme disease. I really call it Tommy James though, the Wrangler.
Well, Lyme disease is another thing that we don't that Lyme disease is not considered an infectious disease, and there's no treatment and insurance. There's no insurance that will cover Lyme disease.
And it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
They
will
not
cover
it.
They will not cover it. It's not covered. Like, one of our friends may have it. I don't know. I don't know anything about that story. That's just, but
I know people who have gotten it.
And there's no insurance that will cover any treatments for Lyme disease. And this is something that we don't
talk
about. You
just fucking die.
But everybody wants to kill possums. Possums are the most incredible thing for the ecosystem. Yes, they'll get into your trash, but it's your fault because they're trash pandas too. They're like trash beavers. But
aren't they marsupials?
They're the American marsupials.
They are the.
Can we
they
talk
are
about
the
possum
only...
on Graveyard Shift real quick? Because
we just
talked
marsupial.
About the donkeys, the jackasses, the snowflakes, and we're gonna collect all. Listen, if you're a snowflake and you're out there for 2020 November 3rd, when you vote Republican and when you vote Democrat and you watch the Republicans win, can you please collect your tears because we need it.
Send
for
them
a rate.
To us.
Send
we'll
them
put
to
it
us.
In a pool.
We'll put it.
We'll
swim.
I have a saltwater pool. We will swim in your tears, and we will fucking enjoy it.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
I love that idea.
I want to swim in everybody's liberal tears.
I do. I want them to.
I want to bang a couple tatted chicks in there too.
I want them to surround the pool.
Because we're all about TNA on this.
And scream out of their vaginas. remember yes. when they were screaming out of their vaginas? I want them to scream out of their vaginas while I swim in their tears.
Yes. And speaking about fantasy shit, we can get right into Japanese because there's some sick motherfuckers too.
Man,
so it's right up our alley here. Send in your liberal tears. We either do radiator flushes with them or we'll put it in the pool.
We'll put it in the pool.
I want to really swim in their liberal
tears. I
want
to swim in it.
I want to masturbate in it. Anyway, but at the end of the day, this is what Graveyard Shift's about. It's a very raunchy, off-topic, doesn't really care. Sometimes we do some great... We did some great episodes in season three. We did the Exorcist stuff for you guys. Yeah. And you're like, I really wish you guys wouldn't fucking curse. Fuck you. We're going to curse. It's our fucking show. You want to listen to something really
I'm
nice?
I'm actually putting the my... Yeah. I'm
it's a mature audience podcast, okay? Well, I'm not, we're not going to hold back
on this
one,
fuckers. I put my balls on the microphone right now. Hear it?
They're right there. Tiny, little tiny balls.
I'm playing Moby Dick for real.
We don't do mic tests. We do testicular check. Just tap your balls twice. anyway, so, yes, yeah, send your liberal tears, worked on a lot of muscle cars, having a lot of fun during COVID, getting a lot of shit done. I'm still working. Thank God I have a job. Thank God I have good people.
I've been working, too.
These are our this is essentially what life is like for us. Like, this is... You know, we're not even posting that much on Facebook anymore because I just can't deal with the stupidity anymore.
I hate Facebook.
Like, you're not a political science major. You didn't go to school for it. Half you guys are fucking bartenders that are just looking to live off the government. You know, and it's not really wrong with, like, waiting tables and all that shit. I think it's great. It's honorable that you're doing something to support your family.
You're working.
But you're not a poli sci major, and you're not a politician, and you don't really know all that goes into politics. So stop talking about it. Stop talking about things you really don't know a lot about. Stop listening to the news networks. And that's all of them. Even
they're
Fox.
Bullshit.
Fox is bullshit too. They're all fucking bullshit. It's all spin. It's all political spin. They just need to get their money, right? We're doing all this so more politicians can make more money. That's why libertarians believe in less government. We don't want all these motherfuckers collecting $300,000. Because every time, look at the stimulus bill. Look at it. Look at how much money Congress people and senators got. Little brush bird.
Yeah.
My little cardinal on the 62 cannellini. He wants some wine.
He wants some wine.
A little wine mixer over
That's
there.
That's a rosé, apparently.
He's beautiful. He loves the 62 cannellini.
My mom always told me that when you see a cardinal, it's a loved one coming back to visit.
No, who do you think it
maybe
is?
Maybe that's my grandma.
It's probably our racist uncles.
Maybe it's my grandma. I always think that.
Was she
my
racist? Grandma.
No.
Oh. Oh, God. He's going to do an engine flush.
He's working on the engine. He's changing the spark plugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I forgot. My car almost started without spark plugs.
Dude, it did run for like 3 or 4 seconds on four cylinders.
That was really weird. Okay, let's talk about Japanese people who, not a big fan of their food, more a fan of Chinese.
Oh,
And Thai food.
Thai
is
food.
Is that racist? Thai food?
No, I don't think so.
Why is Chinese virus then right? Oh,
we said food at the end. So the food makes it good. So if
virus makes it racist.
Chinese
this is the logic.
Virus food, it would probably be okay.
Chinese virus food? Okay. So, like, you know, Sichuan bat would be
Sichuan?
Chinese racist
food. Yeah. Cashew kitty?
So, not my favorite food, but these guys have incredible thinking skills when it comes to horror films.
Oh, my God. They're so fucked up.
Yeah, they're fucked up people, man. And they're sex up. Shit, like Bukkake and all that crap. That's fucking
God.
Some weird shit.
Yeah, dude.
They got some weird shit going on.
Those TV shows. Have you ever watched their, like, game shows?
Yeah, they're fucking weird.
There's one that...
But it's, like, weird in a good way. It's not weird in a bad way. Like, yeah. You're fucking weird.
Like, have you seen the one where they, like, there's, like, I don't know, 3 levels of steps, and there's probably, I don't know, 40 steps.
And Asians are not attracted to me.
Really?
Now, I've... had sex with Asians, but they were Russian.
Do I know them?
Possibly.
Possibly?
Well, there's been a couple.
Look, it's in the radiator.
It's eating the antifreeze. We just killed a cardinal in 62 Catalina.
Oh, I feel bad.
It's just getting some, it's you know, whatever. Let me give a little to wet my beak. He's Italian. Let me a little to wet my beak. Let me wet my beak is what he's saying over there.
But there's this Japanese show, and there's like 40 steps, and they're coated in like sex lube, and these people are wearing helmets and knee pads, and the goal is to get all the way to the top of the steps and push a button, and it's like 25 minutes of these people knocking each other down, falling all the way, because once you slip you go all the way down.
I mean, do they need lube?
It's just old people.
Sorry, I mean, some people's genetics kind of suck. Italians, however, you know, we don't really, you know, care about it.
At the end of the day.
It exists. That's a true. But anyway,
the
rewatched the 2002 classic last night, The Ring.
I don't think it holds up.
It does not hold up. It's not even scary anymore.
I didn't even think. Well, coming from me, I own it because we watched my copy. Yeah,
and you should own it.
I never thought it was scary.
We own most horror movies.
Naomi Watts is hot, though.
God damn, is she hot.
She's beautiful.
The girls in the beginning were hot, too. I would have banged both of them.
Oh, I was taking a dump when you guys watched that part.
I wanted to see some. Yeah, that's the problem with The Ring. It didn't have enough tits and ass. And this is Japanese.
It's a PG-13 horror movie.
Needed tits and ass. I mean, if you're going to do horror movies right, and we know this from Slaughter Porn, you need tits and ass. You just need it. It needs to be there. Yeah. I'm not going to have it in our film because it's not really. It's more of really a mental thing. But
well, think about it. There's not tits and ass in The Sixth Sense. And that's an amazing horror film.
No.
You don't think so?
Yes. Yeah, I love M. Night Shyamalan. I rewatched all his films just because he's... I think he just...
What's your favorite one?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. I think Sixth Sense set a standard for horror films. Like, I think he invented the jump scare. Like, he really did it right. He really fucking did it right.
And he nails the twist. Because the first time you see that movie, the first time, The Village, you have no clue. And when the twist comes, and I'm not going to ruin it for you, but when the twist comes, you're like, fucking what? Same thing with The Sixth Sense. Same thing with Signs. How'd you feel about The Happening?
It was probably the worst acting than any other film. It was
too... Do you hate Mark Wahlberg?
No, I don't hate Walmart.
I really like him.
I like Mark Wahlberg.
I like him.
I don't think he was good in that role. He's not believable as a smart person. And I hate to say that.
Because I think he is actually really smart.
He's very business savvy.
Yes.
I want to go to the Wahlberg. We should have went to Wahlberg Burgers, Wahlberg's, man. Yeah. We're fucking there, too. We didn't even think about it. But I do. I like Donnie, too. Like, I love the Wahlberg family. He's very smart. But when
he's
you have...
That, you think of him as like... Like, he was excellent in Fear. Remember he played the crazy boyfriend?
That's a role I can get behind. But playing a science teacher and then not knowing equations and then him having a, okay, just let me figure this out. Let me figure this out. I just need a minute. I just need a minute. It's not believable for me. You have John Leguizamo in a film. And let me just tell you something about the brilliance of John Leguizamo. We don't agree politically, but I love John Leguizamo. He's fucking brilliant. He's a brilliant actor. He suffers with mental illness. He does most of his shows about his comedy shows about mental illness, why he has it. He's a brilliant fucking person. And you utilize him in the wrong way. He should have been the lead in that film, in my opinion. He would have been believable.
You know what?
As
those two flipped,
yeah,
they were cast.
Like, I don't mind if Mark Wahlberg dies, because even Steven Seagal died in Patriot. Was it Patriot Act?
Air
Force One. Air Force One.
Was it Air Force One?
Yeah, he gets on there and he blows away. It's awesome. Fat Steven Seagal.
No, he was skinny then.
He was, yeah. But he wears all the Indian stuff, which is weird.
Is he Indian?
I don't know. I thought he was Jewish.
And he's like, he's into Aikido, which is like pussy martial arts.
It's like a fat martial art. You don't have to move a lot. I think that's...
And he's like police officer.
And he'd kick
now?
Your ass, but...
Oh, I'm not saying he wouldn't beat my ass, but put
he
him
was
up...
He a terrible actor, too, when you really look at his
films. Put
him up
against Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee kicks his fucking face off.
I don't know. I think Bruce Lee's a fraud. Anyway.
I don't.
No, you think it's real?
I think Bruce Lee was the thing.
I think he's bullshit.
I think Bruce Lee was the shit.
Once upon a time in Hollywood tried to fucking prove that, too.
You know why?
I do believe Stuntman Jack or any of those guys could have kicked the shit out of him.
Do you know why I believe Bruce Lee is the real thing?
You like Chinese food?
No, because Chuck Norris said he was.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, I don't think Chuck Norris fucks around. Like, Chuck Norris is a man's man, and Chuck Norris said he was the real deal.
That's a good point. That's a good point. It has merit. Like, getting back to The Ring for homeowners, it's a terrible fucking paranormal experience. The fucking floor, guys. Everything is wet. I know you're here to kill
Always.
Me. I know you're here to kill me. But think about all the wetness right now. You're
right.
So wet right now. Hold on. Stop clicking for 2 seconds.
You know
this
what? She's
what
pissed.
Do.
7 days of pruned feet.
7 days of pruned feet? 7 days without a towel, motherfucker. 7 days without a towel in a swimming pool. That is why she's pissed.
She's angry.
Nobody too. Combed her fucking hair, so it's just knotted like we know oh that. We God, have long hair. It's knotted like
sucks.
It's knotted. And she's sitting there. You're in the living. There's water. Stop. Get this girl a fucking towel. She's here to kill us. Dry her off. Get her a cup of chamomile. Do something.
Give her a
but
hug.
She's wet right now. She's
chamomile
very
was the other wet. Movie.
Yeah. I know. Shitty fucking Case 39.
Oh my God. That was, you know, terrible. I wonder if we'd like it better if we saw the whole thing.
I'd like it better if it had a plot.
The end of it was just terrible.
Fucking terrible.
Terrible.
Charles Barkley.
I love
it's
Barkley.
Just wet. Everything's wet. Japanese, everything's wet. Grudge, wet. Here's another wet. Dead wet kid. Just wet. All these wet kids just walking.
And
just tracking
the
up.
The audition.
And the, just the mop. And there's just wetness and black stuff and a little Japanese kid screaming at you.
She's
like a weirdo.
Pulling hair out of
that's
her mouth.
What's not in the new Grudge. The new Grudge is not that little Japanese boy like, oh, like they kept using in Family Guy too much. It was just.
It was. That was.
There's Jeremy. It's. I'm soaking wet thinking about it right now.
You're wet?
Ooh. I'm wet, sicking about the fucking girls coming out of the TV. First of all,
everybody used to say that was the scariest fucking thing. I haven't
just
seen
not.
That.
And then
in
the one
years.
Guy's gonna kill himself by tying a fucking power cord to him and jumps into the bathtub.
What is his
once
real
again,
name?
Fucking wet. You got all.
Is that Rip Torn?
No, it's not Rip Torn.
Is that Rip Taylor? What's that guy's name?
It's not. Rip Taylor is a great name for like a stunt guy in a film that we would do. Write that down. This is Rip Taylor. You know, he has like a fucking mullet and a Trans Am. But listen, a little TNA. But the thing here is what I want to focus on right now is that whole movie is about killing horses and electrocuting yourself. What the fuck is happening actually in the ring? And nothing against Japanese people, because that would be racist. If you say anything wrong about anybody, it's racist. Fuck you who think that. I want to pound your face till it's a bloody little pulp, like a little meat grinder. I want to pound it. Pound it.
I want to turn them into ham salad.
Jeremy, we're still talking about wet things, dead wet things from Japan.
I don't understand.
What was the one with fucking Halle Berry? Was that the Grudge, the first one?
No, the one with Halle Berry is called Gothica.
And it's wet again. It's more wet people. They're just wet,
but there
dead
was also
things.
Fire in that one.
Fire and wetness.
But that one. When
do you know
get
what the fucking bill, when you find those dead bodies, like, God forbid the ring crawls through you and kills your whole fucking family, and you're all wet, and I have to come over here, and your face looks like you
and
just.
You gotta clean all
your
the
your face just
the water.
Looks like you know, you realized you voted Democrat and didn't mean to. That's what that looks like. That's actually what Democrats look like when they fucking lose. But that's the best thing about the ring, is like that's what the Democratic Party will look like on November 3rd. But listen, the thing here is I'm gonna come to this house and I'm gonna be like, fuck, everybody's dead. Yeah, but look at how much water damage
is
here. The insurance companies from the ring are not happy. State Farm, Allstate.
You
got
to call Server Pro to come in here and remediate all the mold.
You know, then the one guy next door to you who I watched the tape to, I talked to him, and he's like, well, I made a copy, so I'm good. But I did have her come through the TV and stand on my roof so I can get insurance for a new roof and say it was hail damage. So I just had her stand up there and leak on my roof.
Yes.
So next time you have a leaky roof, just go up there and see if she's there. Because she could be there.
It could just be her fucking with you.
Now, you can't do that movie today because it doesn't hold up. You know why? Because you can make copies like that today.
Right. But making a copy
of a
VHS tape, even in 2002, wasn't...
stupid.
I mean, back then, I was out of college by then. I had been dubbing tapes for years.
Right. So what I did was I made a copy of the tape and I sent it to all the Democrats.
Good idea.
Right? And so they actually have to go out and physically buy a VCR, which they probably have because they're hippies and weirdos. But here's the thing.
Wait, does that make me a hippie and weirdo?
Today, I would fuck with it. Like, I would, if you did the ring today, which you couldn't because we have computers.
Right.
Right. So I would download the video and I would wait to the seventh day as she's coming out of TV and then I make a copy real quick. And her ass crawl back in and then I delete the copy. And then she'd come back out. And then I make another copy.
Oh, you just fuck with her.
Just fuck with her. And
that's
she'd be all glitchy, glitch. All these fucking flies are all over my fucking
way
house.
Way glitchier than she already
and
was.
Then I'm going to eat Chinese food.
Look at that hot.
I'm going to get in the bathtub and eat Chinese food. No, I'm going to get in the bathtub and eat Japanese food. Because that would make more sense.
But
even sushi's wet. Like, it's wet. Dead, wet things. That's what all those movies, like 99 to 2004, consisted of dead, wet people. And that's what we did for a while.
Dead wet people.
That was it.
Gothica was right in there.
James Wan did fucking, even though he's Malaysian, but James Wan did Aquaman. There's a connection here.
There's some dead wet things there.
Some dead wet things there.
Huh.
I'm just saying.
James Wan has made some amazing horror movies.
Did you not want to just like, get this girl a fucking towel? Water is everywhere.
Just, where's the mop?
Get, can you
can
bring...
Can we get that old guy from the Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Yeah.
And can we get that guy to come through and mop?
Just, who's going to clean this shit now?
ServiPro.
Yeah, this would be a great sponsor for ServiPro.
ServiPro, if you've had a ghost that pissed all over your floor, yeah, we'll take care of it.
And
do you think it's like, is it gooey water or is it just straight water?
It looks soppy. It was like very soppy. Like, oh, fuck, man, here we go. Like, God damn it, it's like a radiator leak.
It's like the, maybe it's like the,
it was
the
like
texture.
The 62 Catalina when I overheated it because I put the electric in wrong and the fan went the other way. It was just, that was basically, the ring should have crawled out of the radiator.
Maybe that was, maybe we put her right back in. Huh. Well, that worked.
I mean, it's not scary anymore.
It's that movie.
And I
was,
used to always say that to you guys. I mean, you and Sarah.
And
both.
I always said that movie.
Even
was
Sarah
not
this
scary.
Whole week was like, we should watch The Ring again. I'm like, ah, it's too scary. And I watched it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go to bed right now and not worry about this.
We should watch The Exorcist.
You know what's great about The Ring, though? The little edit video. That edit is fucking badass with the ladder. Here's the thing, too, Jeremy.
I like that part.
Like you said it earlier when we weren't on the podcast. What is it that's so confusing about it? The thing that's so confusing about that movie is that who made the fucking tape? Did they ever make like a Ring where it was like a prequel?
No, I think there's a Ring 2. And I saw, I mean, it's been like 20 years ago now that I saw the Ring U one, but I don't, it must have not stood out in me because I don't remember it.
Well, you don't read real well, so did you have to read subtitles?
I mean,
here's the thing with Japanese girls, too. I think Japanese girls are the hottest of all Asians.
They're hot.
And here's the thing. They all look 12.
How old are you?
You're a pederast, Donnie.
58?
Right.
You look 12.
Right. Like, talk about some good fucking jeans. Like, God damn those jeans.
It's got to be all the rice. I eat a lot of rice. Do I look 12?
No.
Oh, fuck.
You look overweight because of all the rice.
It's but, delicious.
So. And you like, we don't like rice burners, so that's good. We don't have any of those. We don't have any.
I have owned some.
I know, but you had to, and you know. I know, but you had to. Just give me a minute. Let me figure it out. Hold on. Fucking Mark Wahlberg. Fucking stop bitching, you little cocksucker. Oh
yeah,
my God. I got it. No. Let me talk. Let me think this out. Let me figure this out.
You know what his best movie is? And he's not the lead, but I really like him in it. Mm. He's such an asshole in The Departed.
He's great in The Departed.
He's so good.
And he kills Matt fucking Damon.
Matt Damon.
He fucking squares him in the fucking
squares
head.
Squares him?
He squares him right in Naughty. Fucking squares him right in the
That's
fucking
That's a great movie.
Fucking tunes him up.
Tunes him up.
Fucking tunes him up.
That movie couldn't be made today.
Departed?
Because Matt Damon said, he said homosexual slurs. Remember when they were playing rugby?
Yeah. I mean.
He's calling those guys, you fucking queers.
Fucking quit. Well, that's just Boston. That's just Boston in general.
Like, Boston's
so racist. Because you're it's funny
it's,
because
it's a bunch of Irish guys.
Yeah, and it's predominantly white. Like even in the ghettos and even in North and South. Like I don't know of any black person that's from Boston. To be honest with you, it's just a white fucking town.
The town is actually
Ben Affleck's directorial debut. The Town was a great movie with Jeremy. I like him.
Irons?
He plays fucking Eagle Eye. Hawkeye.
Oh, in the...
Jeremy... Not Jeremy Irons. Jeremy... fucking forgot.
Roenick.
No.
Nah, he played for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, no. No, this is a...
Jeremy... Oh! Oh, I'm fucking...
He's Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. I was thinking Snake Eyes.
Yeah, he's great. And Hawkeye's the best character in the Marvel universe because he's the most believable. The most believable character.
I don't like Wolverine?
No. I like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Yeah, he looks
great.
But
the scripts were terrible. The best Wolverine was the last one. I will give it that.
That's the one I haven't seen.
It's redeeming. It's fucking redeeming. And it's
where
sad.
Where he plays Patches?
And it's real. Yeah.
I want to see that one.
Yeah, Patches and Logan. You know, too, like his real fucking name. You know, I think horror films are a challenge today because this is what I love about The Ring. I love found footage. I think that's so fucking cool, right? If you do it right.
We were talking about that too.
And like, I need you guys to watch The Wretched.
I'll watch that.
Just watch The Wretched because The Wretched was this indie film, and I did it on another podcast, which is not so, it's a very liberal podcast, so you don't see that side of Frankie. But the idea behind The Wretched, there were some great things that were going on there, but executed poorly. It was kind of like, do you remember the one movie where you have the tree, the was it The Hand That Rocks the Cradle? Was that it?
The Hand That Rocks the Cradle
was... It was like the tree person?
So The Hand That Rocks the Cradle was Rebecca De Mornay.
Oh, God, was she fucking fire.
And
see your tits in that.
Yep.
Here's some tits in that. Good fucking beautiful titties. Nice, hefty bags. Like, I don't mind silicone. I've had a couple in the last couple weeks. I like silicones. But let me tell you something. There's nothing about some hefty bags that are natural. El Naturals.
I'd rather them be saggy and real than fake.
I do not discriminate against the tit. Because we have one of those girls that follows us on Graveyard that I'm going to marry. And you know who I'm talking about.
Do I?
The Raven Witch.
Oh.
She has a podcast. She's fucking fire. But she's married and like 9 kids. But she's fire. She's so fucking fire. She's old too. Like, but you'd never guess it. But see, I'm into that too. Like, I don't like young girls. Like, there's one girl that I really like, which never listens to my podcast, so I'm not worried about her listening to this. But she's like perfect. And I would date her in a heartbeat and probably marry her because she's like, we have some kinetic ass energy, man. Like,
that's the one. I know who that one is.
Yeah. Yeah, she's awesome. She's so fucking awesome. And she's funny and she sends me shit and it's funny and she has this great humor and she's crazy and, but not crazy in a bad way, but like beautiful and like has the most incredible eyes. Like, she's just like perfect. Like, she's perfect. Like, people be like, yeah, that works. You guys are fucking weird. You know, like that type of shit, you know?
Right.
And then.
It's kind of how me and Sarah are.
Right.
We're both really weird.
Yeah, but you guys work.
Really well.
There's a little gap there, but you guys work.
Well, there's the gap is our age.
Yeah, and I think that's, and I told her that the other day. I think that's where most of your fights culminate from, the fact that there's 10 years there. So that's where those fights come from. But like for me, like I thought 2020 was this year that, and just don't get me wrong, like I think everybody remembers the last time they went out, right? And last time I went out, I went on a really awesome date. Like, I had 2 dates with this girl, and the second date was just amazing. It was the best date ever. And it wasn't even about like sex or having sex. We didn't even have sex. We didn't even kiss. But it was just this great
having date. Fun.
Man, it was just fucking, she's, so like that's where I'm at. I'm really in a weird place with like, you know, do I want to be in a relationship or do I want to have like fun dates like that? And that's the weird thing, because I don't want my cake and eat it too, because I know that hurts people. Because eventually somebody catches feelings and all that bullshit, and that's hard. But anyway, to get way off topic about my love life, I don't know why it's happening right now, but because we're talking about like, you know, those things are important. Like, you have to kind of like horror films. You kind of have to like, you know, talking about crazy shit, right? So,
because some of these horror movies, especially the stuff that me and her watch,
yeah, they're brutal. Like, you watch some brutal shit.
I've seen most of the movies that people consider like the most disturbing. I still haven't got a hold of a Serbian film, but I've watched Cannibal Holocaust countless times. Seen Cannibal for Raw.
You like people eating people, and is that because you're overweight? Would you eat somebody?
I'd try it.
Because Lilith is back. Our little Lily's back, right? She's back in action. Mm-hmm. She's been on my Instagram. That's that pretty blonde girl, that bombshell. But she's so much more than her looks. She's like
Lilith.
Lilith, yeah.
Isn't that the...
It's the first name demon of the, child.
Yeah, yeah, the one that marries Lucifer?
Yeah, it's the first woman before Eve.
Yeah. Kind of like that's it.
Kind of like our Lilith, McLeod. McLeod. But when she's back and she's fun and she's amazing, and we had a 2-year hiatus, she's like our little sister. She's doing Pool Door. She's writing that, and that's fucking going to be a great horror film. And we're sidebarring that. We're kind of giving that little bit of an avenue. We're letting her roam free. to write it, but we're also giving her some pointers. And when you talk about M. Night Shyamalan, when you talk about James Wan, when you talk about, you know, even the guy that directed and cinematographer of The Ring, it was shot really well. Like,
yeah, it's not like
the shooting and the cinematography holds up really well. The horse dying, and then the mom that had horses, and then the guy that kills himself. What the fuck is happening in this film?
That's the
like,
problem.
It's so Japanese. It's too Japanese.
And it's, and I think it's based off of some.
There's so
folk
many Japanese
tale.
Things happening right now.
It's a
but
folk
then
tale.
We watched another one, which, you know, we're over an hour, but that's fine. We haven't been back in like a lot of months. The other one we watched was really good. Eli.
Oh yeah, me and Sarah found that.
I liked that one.
It was really good.
Because that one stays with you a little bit. Like, I was really thinking about, that's a fucking clever-ass concept. Here you have ghosts that are helping someone.
Right.
And they're not really ghosts either. So there's this, I don't want to give away spoiler or anything like that, but you should watch Eli. I mean, I think that,
it's on Netflix.
Not The Book of Eli, which is a great film with Denzel Washington in it, but
it's just Eli.
Eli.
It's got Lily Taylor. So she was like a... I mean, like a side figure, maybe in the Brat Pack.
She was. She was in. Yeah.
She was in Mystic Pizza.
Great film. A lot of people haven't seen it. Why the fuck not?
A lot. Because
Jessica Parker's in Mystic Pizza too, isn't she?
The hottest.
No, Julia Roberts.
It's Julia Roberts, the hottest Sarah. Because normally I do.
LA Story. She was cute in. She's
I always
horse
think
face,
she's.
Though.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I always used to share those memes of a dude waking up with a pony in his bed. It was always Sarah Jessica. But the hottest she ever was in Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, she was hot in
She's
that. Because once again, it was a witch.
Super hot in Hocus Pocus.
You know who I'm talking about.
Lily Taylor?
No, the witch girl.
And
on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. You said who it was.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
She's really hot. And unfortunately, she's in California with all those liberals. I feel so bad for her.
Oh, God, it's gross.
It's so terrible. There's because people don't speak the truth. Like,
there's a
we're
redneck.
Not walking around for fucking like burning crosses in people's lawns. And I'll give anybody the benefit of the doubt.
There's a redneck driving down the street in a John Deere tractor.
I love it. Oh, it's racist. But
I mean,
like,
a white neck.
You know, it's like you have to be careful now as a filmmaker too. You got to be doing all this fucking shit too, like, oh, you got to watch what you say, and you got to do this and that, and it's just like it's gotten to a point where even making films is hard, and that's why I'm glad we're an independent film company. But what?
It's 1:30.
Oh, it's late.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go buy a car soon.
All right, well, you're buying another car because we don't have enough.
Well, I got to buy one for the wife. It's going to be a modern car.
Could have just fucking bought her up as Kane. She'd have been happy with it. Here are your fucking keys. Here's your car. Learn it.
I don't
Done.
Think she would.
No, she won't.
She wants Bluetooth. And.
But watch The Book of Eli. Or not. No.
No.
Well, you should watch Book of
yeah,
Eli.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Watch, watch Eli.
Eli.
It's fucking awesome. And it's kind of cool because he's quarantined and all this bullshit. And
it's
then,
a
like,
really.
He's a bubble boy.
Really weird.
It's really
story.
Weird. And there's a lot of good tie-ins. And that movie was well put together, well executed. And it kept me wanting more. Like, I want to know what happens last. And Burn
it
Bright
was really good.
Is very...
I haven't seen that one
Burn
yet.
Bright's good, too. Kim Suhasis. But I thought we should do, like, a classic film. Here's... We're going to wrap the show here, but we do have Graveyard Paranormal. We're all conservatives on the show, and we're all conservatives in the group. If you're liberal and want to be a ghost hunter, that's cool, too. But you got to put up with a lot of libertarians. Which we really don't get political on Ghost Hunt, though, but...
I don't know. Sometimes,
they do,
depending
though.
On the question, you know, when you get into an EVP session.
And hopefully we'll get some more members, you know, this year as people are starting to come to the light and seeing things.
Or leaving things.
Or leaving things, possibly.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are building our team. I'm going to be at the Waverly Inn. Is that what it's called?
Waverly Sanatorium.
Waverly Sanatorium. Me, Jeremy, and Sarah are probably going to be down there. We'll have the 3 mics set up. Just because I think we need to help these locations out that are historic, that have some of the best ghost hunting, and if our show can promote that, that would be awesome.
I can't wait to go. Even if I do a daylight tour, I tried to get in there years ago, like 12 years ago, and there was some kind of falling out between the owners and Keith Age. I'll say his name, I don't care. Keith Age, who was running this para convention in Louisville.
Yeah.
And there was a falling out between him and the owners, and so they, like, you know, gated it up that weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you're.
There's a lot of falling out.
It's a very political.
Yeah.
It's a political world. It's a world. It's a weird world too. It's like, it's super political. People get all like weird. Like every haunted house has their own like para team, and if you come in there, like, oh, you're doing that wrong, and you gotta. I don't care about your para team. I don't care what they have to say. I learn the history on my own. If I'm at your house, I know the history, and I probably know it better than the owner. And that's just the truth.
That's just what we do.
So hopefully we're going to be doing a podcast from Lent Mansion with our team. We're not inviting anybody to come with us.
Because we have the social distance.
Social distance, but our team has been social distance and quarantined, so we know we're all safe. And we're probably going to try to do Lent Mansion. We've been in talks with them for a while, and we're going to podcast live from Lent Mansion. And we're going to try to do the Waverly, which would be great.
So we can't make this season as much as about the travel because we had to revamp everything. And we're sorry that it didn't, you know, we didn't jump on it as soon as everybody else did. But me and Frankie literally haven't seen each other until, you know, like a few days ago over 2 months, almost 3 months.
Almost 3 months. Last time I saw you, we were editing Lump's Last Rite, which is now re-edited. We're re-editing the whole film again. So, I mean, we have time. Why not? The only reason why we had the March 20th deadline was...
to hit the 100th anniversary.
Which, you know, anytime in March... anytime in 2020 is 100 years. But I might go till next March. It doesn't matter at this point. Because
who knows when everything's going to really open up? Because all this stuff's opening and starting to close.
Well, I do have news on that. On the home front of Hollywood. July 10th. They will be releasing films in the theater. So cinemas will be back at 25% capacity, kind of like restaurants.
I saw Disney World's opening.
Disney World's opening Disney Springs, not the parks.
Disneyland Shanghai opened Monday.
Yeah.
At 20%.
In our next podcast, we'll talk more about what's happening, more paranormal things, and more about paranormal pit stops. In the fucking Chevelli.
Do you think
that we are doing a road trip?
Do you think that we can have a crew ride around with us and swap the tires in like 15 seconds?
Fuck yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
If you'd like to volunteer and swap the tires on the Chevelle, give us a call.
Every once in a while, every 200 miles, we'll stop, let you rotate the tires real quick. That'd be fun.
Beautiful. Get out there, rotate the time. Last
pour ticket. Some gas in.
Yeah.
Clean the windshield.
We'll get you free Skyline chili.
Get the driver something to drink.
We need to plan a trip.
We do.
We need to plan a trip. We need to go somewhere.
Hopefully things will be more open.
Hotels are open, so technically we could travel. We're doing a paranormal pit stop. Most of the stuff isn't open anyway because it's a haunted ground.
Well, haunted locations I think are still open.
Yeah.
Because you can like
social distance that pretty good.
Right. You know, you rent a building.
Yeah, you don't really ghost hunt in packs anyway, so.
I mean, usually.
It's kind of like The Happening. You have to stay least amount of people.
Right. And it works that way, so, like, I know.
Well, it killed the one old lady, and she was just outside, so. Yeah. I don't know. Stupid fucking movie.
She stayed out there.
Just a dumb fucking movie.
Do you think it was just severe pollen infection?
They made her blow her fucking head off in the fucking garden.
I hate when that happens.
Anyway, from all of us here at Graveyard Shift, we're back for season 4. Hope you've enjoyed this. Hope you're Republican. Hope you can't wait for November 3rd. Make sure you go out and vote. We're not going to vote by mail. That will never fucking happen because it's a great way to be fraudulent. And if you can see, if you look at what happened with the vote by mail system in the Northeast, just read about it. It was a fucking clusterfuck. Vote by mail is not a fucking thing. It's a law and you can do it, but it should not be for the nation. It's stupid. Get out and vote. Wear a fucking mask. You're going to the goddamn grocery store for Christ's fucking sake. Put on a mask. Put on some gloves. Vote your fucking person. Vote Trump 2020. From all of us here at Graveyard Shift, we enjoy it. We hope that you have dead wet girls in your living room very soon. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. I'm Frankie Campoletta.
And I'm Jeremy David King.
David King.
David.
COVID-19.
Jeremy COVID-19. King.
King.